So I thought we'd start with a foundational practice. And because loving kindness meditation or any kind of meditation practice, you know, can be difficult for people, you can have some unpleasant experiences around it, it's good to help people identify some inner resources before you launch into some of the kind of deeper explorations. So that's what we're going to do. Just as anything in life that we do, it's important that we connect in with our inner wisdom so that we're really listening to ourselves, listening to our bodies, listening to what we need. And if it makes sense to, you can discontinue the practice. You can modify the guidance to suit your needs in the moment. And you can also step in and out. So you may decide to be sort of full in with the guidance for a while, and then you may decide it's good to kind of back out and connect in with some sort of inner resource that we're going to explore now and try to help you identify. So with this in mind, maybe finding a posture that allows you to feel supported and feel alert. You can have your camera on or off, whichever you prefer. And as best you can, starting off with a bit of an attitude of kindness, like really sensing into your body, feeling what it needs. Maybe there's some places in your body that feel a little tense, where there's some unnecessary holding or clenching. And you might see if there can be a little softening around those places on an exhale, if that's possible or open to you. You might even want to take a couple of little movements, some stretching or twisting before you settle into a little more stillness. Kind of easing into the practice a little bit at a time, almost like on these hot summer days, we might ease ourselves into a cool pool of water, just one toe at a time. And as you start to arrive, as you start to feel yourself here, we're going to do a little exploration of the senses. So if your eyes are closed, I invite you to open them and choose some aspect of your visual experience to explore. It might be a splash of color. It might be an object that brings you a good feeling, a familiar object. It might be a visual texture or a shape. Just noticing the qualities of what you're seeing. Being aware of the sense of seeing. And really being aware of what seeing feels like in your body. What's it like to be a seeing human? And then we'll shift out of this sense. You might want to soften your gaze or even close your eyes. Just letting vision soften and be out of focus as we shift to the sense of hearing. Noticing any sounds in your environment. Not really searching for sounds, but just noticing them as they arise. sensing what it's like to be a hearing human in this moment. Now letting sounds be more in the background as you shift your focus to aromas, the sense of smell. Maybe there's no real identifiable aroma, or maybe there's just the familiar aroma of your surroundings. Perhaps a fragrance you're wearing, or the fragrance of your laundry, your clothing. Whatever it is, just being aware of the sense of smell. And on an exhale, letting the sense of smell be in the background as you perhaps swallow to notice the sense of taste. Maybe there's no particular flavor noticeable. Maybe you recently brushed your teeth or took a drink of a beverage. Whatever it is, just being aware of the sense of taste. And finally, we'll shift to the sense of touch. So you might just notice the feeling of your body being supported by whatever surface you're sitting on, or maybe the feeling of the ground under your feet. You could be aware of the sense of the clothing on your skin or air on your skin. Maybe a feeling of your body breathing, if that's available to you. Just noticing what it's like to be a feeling human being. And on an exhale, maybe letting the sensation of touch just be in the background. And I invite you to bring to mind now something or someone that brings you a sense of comfort or safety or love. It could be someone you love very much or someone who loves you. Could be a special place or an activity or a memory that connects you with a sense of well-being. You might get a visualization of this, or it might just be the felt sense of it. Or you might just repeat the word or name in your mind. And as best you can, noticing how it feels to be with this comforting or loving being, activity, place, or memory. Really sensing it in your body. And then for our final exploration of resources, just letting this being or memory or place start to fade into the background. I'm going to invite you to try on some compassionate gestures, some gestures that for you give you a sense of well-wishing for yourself, maybe well-wishing for this experience ahead of you. And you can experiment with any of the ones I suggest, or maybe you might already have one in mind that you'd like to try. One idea would be to place one hand on top of the other, just resting one hand on top of the other. Or you could also try maybe placing one hand on your heart, or a hand on your cheek. You could even perhaps wrap your arms around you, choosing some gesture of warmth that for you indicates an attitude of kindness toward yourself, something soothing and reassuring. And then maybe sending yourself some silent well wishes, like I wish myself an enjoyable experience, or may I be peaceful, may I experience ease, whatever seems to ring true for you. And then as you feel ready, just coming back to your posture of support, of alertness, letting go of the phrases, just letting them be a part of your intention rather than an act of doing. And one by one, maybe beginning to open your senses again more to the external world, the more external experience, perhaps by beginning to move the body a little bit, maybe starting to let some light in through the eyes if they've been closed, and transitioning gently with that same attitude of kindness towards yourself back into the space of community and discussion.